This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. Imagine now attending the trial of someone who may have been responsible for the death of a loved one. A trial where you could almost guarantee never hearing from the defendant, where the rules of these proceedings are known only to the judge and the U.S. government and seem sometimes made up as they go along, where most of the questions and motions to the judge relate to whether something can be mentioned that might be classified, all about events that took place more than a decade ago. That's the murky history surrounding the tribunals at Guantanamo Bay's freshly refurbished and technologically upgraded courtroom. And today, another round of pretrial hearings will be held there for alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others accused of nearly 3,000 counts of murder on 9/11. We begin this hour with a look at the proceedings, and we'll hear from those seeing this spectacle for the very first time. But first, Carol Rosenberg is a correspondent for the Miami Herald and has been following this story for years for us at The Takeaway. Welcome back, Carol.
Hi, John.
So let's run down what we're expecting this week. First of all, what do we know about the judge who's presiding over this? And based on motions in the past, how do you think this will go?
Well, Judge Pohl is a veteran military colonel who was retired as a judge some years ago and brought back to run these war crimes tribunals at Guantanamo. And he actually, you know, he's been willing to stand up to the government at times. Back during the Abu Ghraib trial, he slapped a protective order on the prison after George Bush said that it should be knocked down. So there are times in his rulings when he's definitely stood up. But there is also a tendency by Judge Pohl to push things down the road and delay until further on in the trial some key decisions that the defense in particular want. One of the key issues coming up this time is the CIA black sites, the secret prisons that these men who are accused of the September 11th attacks were held at. And the defense want a protective order put on that, just like at Abu Ghraib.
And the trial is basically two pieces. One, what these guys did, and number two, how they were treated. And the defense certainly wants the latter to be more important than the former.
Absolutely. I know everybody wants this trial to be about what happened on September 11th. I mean, I do. But these are pretrial hearings. They set the conditions for the eventual trial. What we the people can know and hear about what the U.S. did with these men, and what the military officers who will eventually be jurors on this trial will also hear, because there are two views of this case. What we, the reporters and the victims and the public who get to watch the trial, get to see, and then what goes on in the court that's either closed or at times muffled with white noise.
Is there, and you talk about the white noise there, there's been a bit of a technological upgrade to this courtroom. It seems to be a little more ready for prime time, and the administration seems to be settled in the idea that Gitmo is going to exist, and so we're going to make the best of it here. What signs of that do you see?
Well, they do have this, what they call expeditionary legal complex. It's a $12 million warehouse-looking building that has a lot of high-tech in it. And the key part is that the spectators, we sit in a soundproof booth, and we listen to the proceedings on a 40-second delay. And the intelligence officer in the court, if somebody says something that we shouldn't hear, he hits that button, and we get white noise. So if you're sitting in the spectator's booth, it actually can be really perplexing. The judge can come in, sit down at his bench, and then we can hear all rise. By then, everyone in court has stood and sat down.
You know, Carol, I just want to let you know, you're on a 10-second delay now on live radio. So, you know, it's kind of, we've had it in live radio for a long time. Howard Stern, we have to thank for that.
Same concept, but in this issue, what's going on is that these men accused of the 9/11 attacks, they took a 3- and 4-year detour through the black sites of the CIA. They weren't arrested and brought to court just like you would expect in a regular U.S. proceedings. They disappeared for 3 and 4 years of interrogation and detention. And then they showed up at Guantanamo with, at the time, President Bush ordering their trial, their death penalty trial. And what's going on right now, again, is not what happened on September 11th, but what happened to these men in those CIA prisons and interrogation sites.
Will Khalid Sheikh Mohammed get a chance to speak? If so, what's the anticipation there?
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed always seems to manage to get a word in. And last time he did a manifesto about how unfair the American system is. He at one point said in his speech last time, "Your blood is not gold and ours is not water." But after that speech, the judge told him that's the last time we're going to hear from him, that he's supposed to speak through his lawyer. The judge is trying to keep these as strictly legal arguments, like I said, that set the stage for the eventual trial. But these men, the five of them, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, his nephew, and three other accused of plotting and setting up those 19 hijackers, they seem to, I don't want to say steal the show, but they get brought into court, and it always seems to tend to stray from just strict, dull legal arguments and proceedings.
Carol Rosenberg, correspondent for the Miami Herald, down at Gitmo. For the families, we're going to hear from some of the families who were selected to come down and watch these proceedings. What do you think, from their perspective, is the most incomprehensible thing for someone seeing this for the first time?
That it's 11 years later, that these men are here, that there's the trappings of what look like a court, that there's a judge, there's a jury somewhere, and they get brought down here, and we just don't get to what happened on September 11th. I mean, I think it's very painful for these families. We had a meeting with them yesterday. I think you'll hear about that. And one of the complaints and one of the, you know, sensitive spots is that they think America and the world has moved on, but nearly 3,000 people died that day, and for them, you know, time almost stood still on September 11th, and they want to see this trial get started. And these pretrial hearings suggest the trial is certainly more than a year away.
All right. To Carol Rosenberg, correspondent for the Miami Herald, covering the Guantanamo Bay trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for us here at The Takeaway. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, John.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.